T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, I'm Susan Lee Taylor.
And good morning, I'm Matt Bigler, in for Stan Bunger. PG&E CEO and other top executives are expected to appear at an emergency meeting of state regulators today to explain why it kept so many counties in the dark last week, both literally and figuratively. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us now, a complaint filed by 5 local governments accuses the utility of botching the power shutoffs for over 700,000 customer accounts. Good morning, Holly.
Morning, Matt. Among the governments filing the complaint are Sonoma, Mendocino, and Napa counties, which accuse PG&E of intentionally keeping them at bay when they wanted to know what was going on, overstating who was going to lose power and mishandling communications. Sonoma County Board President David Rabbit says they were told the county administration building was going to lose power, so they created a contingency plan that cost time and money. Turns out they never lost power, which he says is great, but it seems like PG&E should be able to keep them better informed.
We had to send down 2 of our county supervisors to PG&E's headquarters to try to convince them that we should have a tighter communication. And I know this is all new to PG&E on the shutoffs itself, but again, it does make you kind of wonder, are they really getting it? Do they really understand what we're going through?
Now, CEO Bill Johnson acknowledges in a letter to the Public Utilities Commission that communication with customers needs to be significantly improved. The website crashed with so many people checking to see if their power was going to get shut off. The company had to recruit state IT specialists to get it back online. But despite the inconvenience, he believes the power shutoffs were the right thing to do for public safety. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Meanwhile, Cal Fire crews are doing battle against a small wildfire in Lake County. The Grove Fire broke out about 8 o'clock last night near Highway 29 and Spruce Grove Road, just north of the community of Hidden Valley. Officials say a little under 10 acres have burned, but there is no containment at this time. Portions of Highway 29 are closed to traffic, and evacuation orders that had been issued for nearby residents have since been lifted.
A brand new transit system is being proposed for the Bay Area. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges joins us to report that developers say it has the potential to cut commute times in half. Good morning, Jennifer.
Well, that's right, Matt. That's because with this system, the all-electric vehicles would never be slowed by traffic and would cover the entire Bay Area. It's called REX, a transit system being proposed by the transportation think tank Transform, a hybrid between a bus and a train. Edie Irons is with Transform.
It would be a rail-like experience with rail-like stations and rubber-tired vehicles that could run on freeway express lanes and on local streets.
Now, along with that, developers say miles of new tunnels and flyovers would be built so the buses wouldn't ever be bogged down in traffic. It has a $10 to $15 billion price tag. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission is now considering it. Reporting live, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Susan, the owners of a well-known Santa Rosa restaurant want PG&E to reimburse them for well over $10,000 in lost inventory, wages, and profits during last week's public safety power shutoff. KCBS's Jeffrey Shaw reports from Betty's Fish and Chips.
Brian Hall took me inside his restaurant's walk-in cooler.
You got milk, you got eggs, you got fruit. Yeah, it's all in here.
All of our fresh-made tartar sauces.
You had to throw all this out?
Everything was tossed.
$12,000 in lost inventory and profits. His insurance company won't pay for the losses.
Do you feel the PG&E should reimburse you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He says he called the utility, but they said, sorry, we're not doing that. We called PG&E, but did not receive a timely response. Meanwhile, utility consumer advocates are encouraging businesses to make claims with PG&E for forced power outage losses. It's estimated Sonoma County alone lost $20 million in commerce, and that number is growing. In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
We are learning more details now about this week's massive explosion and fire at the New Star fuel storage facility in Crockett. According to the Chronicle, firefighters arriving at the scene found the facility locked up and pretty much abandoned. Contra Costa County Supervisor John Joya tells the paper that once firefighters did get inside, the one worker who was there was unable to tell them what type of material was stored in the tanks. Newstar issued a statement addressing how its workers handled Tuesday's fire that read, and we're quoting here, "While all our employees are very familiar with the products in our tanks, the combustion happened so quickly and so unexpectedly that there was some initial confusion about which tanks were affected." Unquote. The facility will remain closed until inspectors are able to determine what caused that incident.